Good morning, this is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Ephesians chapter 2, verses 3b through 7. The Reverend Sean Danzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Ephesians, the second chapter.
We were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
On Monday, we considered the Nunc Dimittis as a commentary on the Lord's Supper, the peace with which we depart the chancel and the service and this life is the peace that is made between God and man by Christ. And we touched just briefly on what follows from that peace between God and man, peace between men also. We call the Blessed Sacrament the Holy Communion, first because we commune with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And second, because Christ mediates a communion with one another also. Now, St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians is deeply concerned and interested in this mediated communion. Jewish and Gentile believers can no longer be divided, but they have become one church in Christ. The very same glory of Israel is the one who enlightens the Gentiles. So it's necessary then, Paul thinks, to see what else we have in common first. Because not only the Gentiles were dead in trespasses and sins, as we were reminded on Tuesday from the Venite. We, by which Paul means the Jews, we were by nature children of wrath. You take pride in the flesh. You take pride in bloodlines and genealogies. Well, then you should reckon with the bane that descends from sire to son. Behold, how with most of them God was not pleased, for they perished in the wilderness. The plague broke out against them after their idolatry. The earth came and swallowed Korah's rebellion. Fiery serpents came and bit the grumblers. Repeatedly, the nature of the sons of Israel, not as God created them, but as sin had deeply corrupted them, this nature is seen throughout the scriptures. And against such things, the wrath of God comes. And in these, the Jews are not unique or even worse sinners. They were children of wrath just like the rest of mankind, Paul writes. Therefore, today, if you would hear his voice, whether Jew or Gentile, harden not your heart. Skip not over the unsavory parts of Psalm 95 and still call it the Venite, as the LCMS has actually done since 1941. Split the hymn or have the choir sing some of the stanzas, but don't omit the necessary origin story, out of salvation unto us has come. We have a mediated communion of the worst sort through Adam first, inheriting from Adam one common sin, sharing it across all. And this leads us to use the term nature in two senses. Strictly speaking, yes, as God originally created us after his image and without fault. But according to the fact of the matter, as we can see and as the scriptures reveal even more deeply, since the fall, as we are, self-deceived, subject to the flesh. And so we also see what all of our human powers are according to that nature, dead in trespasses, dead to what is good, strong and active only to do what is displeasing and contrary to God. And what follows from this incapability and this enmity toward God is unsurprisingly enmity with one another also. But God, writes St. Paul, and then suddenly something new is possible. We destined for wrath, we dead, but God interrupts and makes peace by the blood of Christ's cross. But God breaks in and saves. But God raises the dead to life. So it is that Simeon described it as a salvation prepared before the face of all people. And here today, Paul interrupts his own thoughts to emphasize the point all the more. By grace, you have been saved. Even while we were all dead in trespasses, God made us alive together with Christ. Out of children of wrath, he made children of God. The greatness of his love is known to us by its timing. While we were yet sinners, that is when Christ died for us. And what follows from this grace and this love towards man is fittingly mercy and love which bind his Christians together also. Togetherness is easy to hear in this passage. He made us alive together with. He raised us up with. He seated us with. As in the Holy Communion, the communion of saints is mediated. God has made us alive together with Christ. Raised us up together, seated us together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Everything that Christ has done to affect our salvation is mentioned here. His rising from his sacrificial death, his ascending on high to be glorified, even his sitting on his throne to reign. So St. Paul also then shows this applied to us as we are brought together with Christ, or as we've learned it from the Catechism, right? Just as he lives and reigns, so we are his own, serving him, living in his kingdom. We too are raised to new life. Whom he justified, he also glorified. We are seated with him in the heavenly places, sitting no more with sinners and scoffers as children of wrath, but lifted up to the places of his honor as children in the Father's kingdom. And now, in the ages to come, he has the immeasurable riches of his grace. He is going to have all of his many kindnesses in Christ paraded before us like courses of a feast and then set down before us at a shared banquet table. All this then follows from his gracious love. By grace you have been saved. Those who are dead, as we were, take no part in accomplishing such things. But rather, Christ has broken in to bring us from death to life, from wrath to kindness, from sin to salvation. And as a consequence and result of this, those who have been raised by Christ walk in love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God with a pleasing aroma. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.